Parsha opens up famously describing the great qualities of Noach, that Noach was an ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'darosav. He was a tzaddik, he was a tamim, he was the great person he was b'darosav in these generations that he lived. And the Farshim point out that if you look at the next parak, the pasuk describes the Noach, it says, Vayomer Hashem l'Noach, Hashem describes, says to Noach, you and your entire family should enter into the teva. Why? Because within you I see tzaddik lefanai bedor hazeh. I see that you're a tzaddik in front of me. In this particular generation, you're a tzaddik. And so Rashi already asks the question, how come in the beginning it calls him a tzaddik tamim? But here in the next parak, a few psukim later, only calls him a tzaddik, and he loses the description of being a tamim. So Rashi says, based on the Gemara in Erevin, from here we learn that mikan she'omim miktas shivacha shel adam b'fanav v'chula shel b'fanav. When describing a person's great qualities, you speak only of some of his great qualities and praises in front of him b'fanav, but shel b'fanav, when he's not there, as described in the beginning of the parasha, telling us who Noach was, but Noach wasn't there present. When you talk about how great a person was, Shalobafana, then you talk about all his wonderful qualities. The Maral Diskin wants to make a suggestion, a different approach how we can understand these two presentations of being a tzaddik tamim on one hand and just being a tzaddik on the other hand. So we have to understand what the word tzaddik means versus what the word tamim means. Tzaddik describes a person who's kovesh es yitzro, a person who's able to overcome his Yetzirah, to have self-control and hold back from doing things he shouldn't be doing. And that's the name Tzaddik. That's why Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik, because he was able to overcome his Yetzirah. And the word Tamim describes a person who's Tamim, who's a Mamin, who believes in Hashem with complete emuna. It's based on the pasuk of Tamim Tihia Im Hashem Elokecha. The one should be pure and complete and trust in Hashem. He shouldn't look after other things, mazalos, machshefa, ma'oninim, kosmim, just tamim tia im Hashem alkecha. So tzaddik means one who could overcome a yitzhara, and tamim means one who has complete emunah and pitachon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Noach lived in two different generations. He lived in Dor HaMabul, 600 years, and then he lived another 350 years in Dor HaFlaga. And each of these Dorosov, as it says, these generations, he had different struggles and different challenges. Now, in the generation of the Dor HaMabul, they were very believing in Hashem. They knew there was a God. That wasn't a challenge of theirs. Their challenge was that they were stumbling, they were being caught in the nets of the Taiva, the world of stealing chamas and killing and arayos. They were very much engrossed in the world of Taiva. And in order to overcome that, you have to be a tzaddik. So Noach was a tzaddik. Noach was a tzaddik that he was able to overcome his yetzer hara. And that's why right before he enters into the teva, we call him just a tzaddik. There's no inin of his tumim here. This was a challenge of Dor HaMabul, of his tzidkus, of the ability to overcome. So that's why it says, Vayomer Hashem l'Noach bo ata v'chol beischa el ha-teva, enter into the teva, because Hashem recognized in this Dor HaMabul that kios charis et tzaddik, you're a tzaddik. But the next generation in which Noach lived, the final 350 years of his life, which was a whole nother door in its own right, that was Dor HaFlaga. Dor HaFlaga wasn't challenged with a world of taiva, a world of stealing, murdering, and arayos. Their inyan was one of kfira and minus and apikorsis. They were going against Hashem. They were trying to build this Migdal Bavel, this city, this tower. They wanted to go up and destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted to attack Hashem. It was kfira. It was lack of emuna, lack of bitachon. And it was in that door, it was in that generation where Noach shined as well, and you're able to see his tmimus, his purity, his complete respect, his complete trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where he's tamim. So in the beginning of the parsha, when it tells us, Eda told us Noach, these are the told us of Noach, all is told us. This is a summary of his entire life. Well, he was an ish tzaddik tamim, haya b'dorosav. He was a tzaddik and tamim in both dorosav. In Dor 1, Dor Mabul, he was a tzaddik, and in Dor Sheni, he was a tamim. tremendous drush, tremendous pshat in the parshir. Tamirta Hashem, we should always zocha to follow in the path of Noach of having these two great qualities, both the tzidkus, the ability to overcome our yitzhara, and with tmimis, our complete trust, emunah bitachon, in the Ribono Shel Olam. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.